Standing on top of the mountain is a wonderful experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Standing on top of the mountain is a wonderful experience. In my lifetime, I have stood on top of the mountain many times. I've stood on top of mountains in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, in Taiwan, in South America, in North America, in Canada. Wherever I go, I seem to find myself standing on top of a mountain. And as I stand on top of this mountain, I am usually alone. And as I am alone, I look around and I see everything beautiful and good. I see everything from an elevated position, because that's where I am. I'm standing on top of a mountain. I don't have to be standing on top of a mountain to be standing on top of a mountain. And I guess that's the point that I want to make. I've traveled many places and stood on top of mountains in many places and had many wonderful, powerful, joyful, uplifting experiences by standing there. Now, wherever I am, I can stand on top of a mountain. I can go in memory, I can go in my thought to the mountain that I stood on and the experience that I had. But I can also go even more wonderfully, right to where I am in the now. I can go right to where I am here, sitting in my chair in the Hermitage, in the Absolute Monastery. I can sit here in my chair and I can visualize myself on top of the mountain. There's no particular mountain that I'm on top of. There's no particular area that I'm standing in. There's no particular place that I am. I'm just on top of the mountain. And on top of this mountain, I look around me and I see all the world as beautiful and good. Now, isn't that a nice way to look at the world? We all have circumstances in our life where we're challenged. We all have circumstances in our life where we are put down or put up. We all have circumstances in our life where we have allowed the world to make an impression upon us. Now, that's a rather devastating experience. We've all allowed the world to make an impression on us. Now, that impression could be for good or not good. That impression could be for a happy time or an unhappy time. It doesn't really matter. That impression can be made upon us by the world around us as we entertain the world around us, as we are in the world. And the more we're in the world, the more it manipulates us. The more it makes us feel happy or sad, the more we are conditioned by the world that we see and that we feel and that we are in. But we have another privilege, which is a step beyond, and that privilege is to be in the world of our choosing, in the world of our imagination, the world of our illumination, the world of our wonderment. We have the privilege to be in any world we choose to be at any time we choose to be there. The statement is, be still and know that I am God. When we are still and we know that we are the creator of our world, then we can begin positively to create our world in any way that it delights us to create it. We can wonderfully create our world and our experiences and our relationships and our life totally just the way we want to have it. Now, sometimes we might think that's sort of running out and escaping. No, that's the farthest thing in the world from escaping. That's the matter of taking charge. That's a matter of taking responsibility for who I really am. Not just this temporary illusion that passes in front of my face all the time. Not just this temporary illusion of things that I think are being of the world. Being of the world allows me to be outside of it. In the world, I am responsible to what's going on in my thoughts, in my attitudes, and in what the world is doing around me. But of the world, I am beyond it. I am living in my divine pattern. I'm living in my divine source. I'm living in my divine reality. I'm living far beyond all that appears to be in front of me. I'm living beyond it. And as I live beyond it, I am living a happy, glorious, wonderful, positive, fantastic life. Oh, yes. You might call it dreaming. You might call it sort of the will-o'-the-wisp, something that's not really real. But what is real in our life? Are the temporary things that pass before us the reality? Or is the reality who we are inside of ourselves? Who am I in me? Who am I as my own reality? Who is this person I call Herb Byerly? Who is this person I call me? Is this person I call me the experiences that I have in my world that the world pushes down upon me? That the world pushes down upon me all of the tragedies and all of the comedies that take place in the world? They're all elusive and passing. But my reality is always there. And my reality is what I see when I'm up on top of my mountain. What I see when I am at my high illuminated point. What I see when all the world around me is a vision of goodness, is a vision of purity, is a vision of light, is a vision of delight. I have that privilege. We all do. We all have the privilege of looking at the world and seeing it as something very special. We all have the privilege of looking at the world and seeing it as our creation. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. As our creation, I create peace on earth by my thought. I look around and I see all the nations of the earth harmonious with themselves, at peace with themselves, in delight with themselves, and fulfilled in themselves. I see all the people on earth, every man, woman, child. I see all the animals. I see all the substances. I see all the ecology, the weather programs. I see all of the things that are going on the face of the earth. Harmonious, joyful, wonderful, fantastic. This is my choice. This is what I choose. And this is what I experience. There is no past. There's only the now. There is no present. There's only the now. There's only the now. So, since there's only the now, I might as well live in a now that I like. I might as well live in a now that I find delightful, that I find fulfilling, that I find rewarding, that I find uplifting. I might as well live in a now that is all that I know, all that I am, all that I care to be. I live in a now that says, all is good and very good. I live in a now that has people smiling at each other, my creation. I live in a now that sees all people friendly with one another. I live in a now that has the weather conditions harmonious. The weather conditions are not harmonious for some people because they're not harmonious. They're thinking terror. They're thinking unhappiness. They're thinking tragedy. They're thinking upsetness. Why is it that we are forcing ourselves to do different things? We're saying that the fossil fuel is creating a situation in the world. Why are we doing it? We're doing it to ourselves. We can use solar energy. We can use sea energy. We can use energy from all of the redeemable forces of the universe that are not ever lost. We can learn to use them, and we are learning to use them. We do know how to use them, and we can put them to progress, but it just takes an initial investment. It takes an initial choice. Would we keep doing something that was going to destroy our world? If we were living in a lovely house and we ran out of fuel, would we take the furniture and burn it? And then we'd have no furniture. Why would we do something like that when we know some other way to do it? We all know that if we speak our word, we can claim the truth about ourselves and we can know the truth. I have adequate heat in my world. I have adequate fire in my world. I have adequate food in my world. I have adequate health in my world. I have everything that's adequate. And you see, what happens is we want more than adequate. We want to go beyond our usefulness or need for things. And when we push ourselves beyond that, and beyond that, and beyond that, and when we look beyond, instead of looking within, we're always searching for new fuel to burn, new sources of energy, new sources of ways of living beyond whatever we need. I am that I am. I am not satisfied with who I am. I delight in who I am. To be satisfied means that I could not be satisfied sometimes. And perhaps to delight in myself means I could not be delighted. But I delight in myself. I delight in my world. I delight in this marvelous planet upon which we live. And I see it right now in balance, in harmonious. I see it right now living beneficially for all of its purposes. I see it right now. Oh, we have the condition of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, being destroyed for a period, and we immediately stopped doing what we found out was harmful to it. And we will do that with other areas of our life, too. We have now seen how the atmosphere is created by our use of chemicals, our use of burning, our use of doing things, and we will change that. We will return to our original purity and integrity, and with it, the world will return to its original balance of harmony and peace and love. It's not a long ways off. It's right now. It's not something in tomorrow. It's something in the now. And as I say to myself, all is in divine order. As all the world says, all is in divine order. As every man, woman, child, and every experience in the world says, all is in divine order. Then, like an instant, it is in divine order, and it is though it had never happened. And balance is there. We do not have to be a civilization that ceases to be because of how something happened in our civilization. And it is that way. We can be the immortal civilization of the immortal man, of the immortal being. And we can do it right now. I'm doing it right now. Join me. And know that all is in divine order right now. And it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.